St Vincent de Paul has been following gas and electricity prices for more than a decade. It has just released its annual report on the national energy market. Policy and research manager Gavin Dufty explains its key findings.
Well, South Australia has got the heaviest costs and the cheapest are in the ACT. The report also found that between the big three companies, that's Origin, AGL and Energy Australia, there's not that much difference, which is a bit concerning because people would want them going toe-to-toe, trying to give the cheapest prices to their customers. And finally, we look at Costax about, you know, what has been driving these price increases.
The report outlines difficulties consumers have in navigating different power policies on offer and the high costs. Mr. Dufty says energy is an essential service to the economy and wants a restructure of the National Energy Customer Framework, which regulates the connection, supply and sale of electricity and gas.
The nonsensical politics to be put aside for a while. I mean, we want, and I believe we all want, our elected parliamentarians to work together to deliver cheap and affordable energy for all. As I said before, it is an essential service. People do need this. It is essential for business. Businesses do need it. And you know, working together is going to be the only way that we can get the lowest costs for Australian households. Not working together just means that we're not getting the best outcome.
Ministers are meeting to discuss what can be done to reduce power prices through the National Energy Guarantee, which aims to ensure households and businesses have access to affordable and reliable power. According to the report, it's thought that households could save up to $200 a year if they switched between the three big retailers. Federal Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg says politics should be put aside for the nation's interest.
Right across the board, people see the National Energy Guarantee as a very innovative policy, which is the breakthrough on this very difficult issue, which has bedeviled the Parliament both at a federal and a state level for more than a decade.
Representatives of Australia's businesses, communities, environment, energy industry and workers have united and are also calling for COAG to make the guarantee their top priority. Dr. Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Services says the National Guarantee has the potential to lower power bill costs and address climate change.
We want to see a real affordability guarantee in there for far too many people on low and modest incomes. Energy prices are simply unaffordable. And of course, the size of your energy bill and the income you have is really what will make the difference. So energy prices have to go down, and we also need to address the amount of income that people have.